going to speak to an old friend of mine about early El Cerrito. Coy.
Okay.
Don? I'm talking to Don Bonini, and he's going to tell us when he came to El Cerrito and a little bit about his life here.
Well, Ruth, I came to El Cerrito in 1912. My father came here in 1909. However, we came over, my mother and I came over from Italy in 1912. And we lived in El Cerrito many years. And my father worked at the quarry on the hill, which is now the Boy Scout camp. It was then that the Basin Borland Quarry. And later on years, they opened up the one at the lower part of the hill, which was a Hutchinson Quarry. And my father went to work for them there. Okay, check.
Okay.
When we came to El Cerrito, there was two colonies, Italian colonies, the northern section and the southern section. The northern section was where I lived for many years. And the southern section were there for many years also. I attended the local schools, which was consisted of the Steeds Grammar School, a three-story building, an old school. It was later torn down, removed, and a new school was established. While attending school, I had to cross a watered section, removing my shoes and stockings until I got across, then attended school and continued my school day. While arriving in El Cerrito, we lived in a four-room house on Liberty Street, where my father and his two brothers then attended there and we had a few boarders.
Later, did your mother have the house enlarged or something?
Oh, later we enlarged our house, raised it, put a basement in it, had it on a bathroom, which formerly we had outhouses, but we had it on a bathroom and a few other rooms.
So therefore, then you had a basement.
Well, then we had a full basement and a wine cellar.
And you made wine?
And we made wine by using our feet, crushing the grapes, my brother and I, and we didn't like it very well.
Don, do you remember Lafayette Park?
I sure do. It was located at San Pablo and Blake Street. And in the rear of the park, the Santa Fe tracks from Oakland ran to Richmond. There was also a station there that they called Malacca. Very few passengers were picked up there. However, there was a station there.
Well, then did they leave off passengers from the park?
Well, they left them off and picked them up.
Yeah.
But the park consisted of a lot of trees, an open-air dance hall, a saloon, in a water trough for a horse and buggy to rest. And it also had a room for women. Women were not allowed in the saloons. So my father used to take me in there when he'd have a beer and sit me up in the bar. And then we would have our beer and go home to our home at the rear of the location. Lafayette Park was a popular place. People came from all over the country. There was a fence around it, an 8-foot fence, completely enclosing the place. They had Holy Ghosts, and the French had their annual picnics. They came from San Francisco, and they held tug-of-wars there, which were very, very Olympic-type adventures. At Lafayette Park, there were also colored organizations from Oakland and the neighborhood held their picnics and their annual doings there. In my childhood, I used to go to the top of the hill, which is now the Mara Vista Country Club. At that time, there were just a cow pasture there with a lake. And we used to go to the lake and muddy the water up so that the frogs wouldn't know where they were, and we would catch the frogs and sell them to the French people around Lafayette Park.
Good.
At that time, it became the Berkeley Country Club, and I caddied up there as a youngster. And we had quite a deal. It was kind of hard work to go up there. The grass was so slippery that we took tires and cut the rubber out of the tires and nailed them to our shoes with shingle nails so they wouldn't slip. And then it eventually became the Berkeley Country Club, the Mara Vista Country Club. And I caddied up there for Mr. Donner, who was a founder of the Mechanics Bank many years ago. I also can remember when we had the hill climb at Tulum's pasture. It used to be a dairy, and it was quite a steep hill. And the Oakland Motorcycle Club started the hill climb there. There were many cars. It was a major event in El Cerrito at that time.
But it was for motorcycles.
It was for motorcycles only.
Yeah. And they used to, if I remember right, they used to have little stands where they would sell.
They had stands for selling watermelons and hot dogs. In my youth, they built a whoopee bus out of cotton.